focus their attention on select moments and neglect what happens at other times, they have a distorted view of what happiness really is. Kahneman states, "The word happiness does not have a simple meaning and should not be used as if it does." He describes well-being as what occurs when people's lives are filled with experiences they would rather continue than stop. Resistance to interruption is a sign that someone is experiencing well-being. According to Kahneman, the easiest way for people to increase happiness is to control their use of time. Finding more time to do the things they really enjoy will increase their happiness level. Effective forecasting, the focusing illusion, and the passing of time all influence how satisfied people are with their lives. The reference points they compare their lives to also contribute to how much happiness they actually experience. Important people. System 1. System 1 is a fictional representation of the automatic and intuitive process of the brain. System 2. System 2 is a fictional representation of the process of the brain that requires effort and attention. Daniel Kahneman. Kahneman is the author of the book Thinking Fast and Slow. He is a psychologist and professor who has done extensive research in the field of judgment and decision-making. Amos Tversky. Tversky was the research partner of Daniel Kahneman. He was an expert in the field of decision research. The two first met when Kahneman invited Tversky to be a guest speaker for a seminar that he was teaching. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. Some people experience a state of mind of effortless concentration so deep that they lose their sense of time, of themselves, and of their problems. Csikszentmihalyi is the psychologist who dubbed this state of mind flow. Walter Mischel. Mischel is a psychologist who conducted experiments with 4-year-old children to examine the connection between thinking and self-control. Shane Frederick. Frederick constructed the cognitive reflection test, which was comprised of questions and puzzles. This test showed that individuals who followed their intuitions without question were more impulsive and more impatient. Sarnoff Mednick. Mednick is the psychologist who defined the essence of creativity as associative memory that works very well. Alex Todorov. Todorov illustrated that people have the ability to evaluate the shape of a stranger's face to determine how dominant he is and how trustworthy he is. Paul Slavik. Slavik is a psychologist who has proposed that people let their likes and dislikes determine their beliefs about the world without really seeking out the truth. Norbert Schwartz. Schwartz is a psychologist who studied the availability heuristic. The availability heuristic occurs when the mind bases its judgment on the probability of an event happening. The probability is determined by the number of similar incidences it has stored in memory and how easy it is for the brain to recall those incidences. Nassim Taleb. Taleb, a psychologist and statistician, introduced the idea of a narrative fallacy, which describes how flawed stories of the past shape our views of the world and our expectations for the future. Paul Meehl. Meehl revealed 20 studies that proved that the accuracy of experts was matched or exceeded by a simple algorithm. In these studies, clinical predictions based on the impressions of trained professionals were compared to statistical predictions made by combining scores or ratings according to a rule. The statistical predictions were as accurate or more so than those of the experts. Herbert Simon. Simon was a scholar and researcher with many titles to his name: political scientist, economist, sociologist, psychologist, and professor. He defined intuition as nothing more and nothing less than recognition. Daniel Bernoulli. Bernoulli was a Swiss mathematician and physicist who observed that most people dislike risk, and if they are offered a choice between a gamble and an amount equal to its expected value, they will choose the sure thing. Introduction. In this book, Daniel Kahneman hopes to identify and understand errors of